This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, violent crime is soaring all over the place, especially like in places like New York City. And the left has called for defunding the police, and as leftist politicians bow down to them, police are retiring in droves. So what does the queen of the far left have to say now that the news is getting out? All that far-left socialist representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez can offer is, don't be hysterical. Reminds me of Kevin Bacon's role in Animal House from earlier. Don't remain calm. All is well. You know that thing. Anyway, coming from Fox News, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat, New York, has expressed concern that recent headlines referring to spikes in crime across U.S. cities are stirring up hysteria. We are seeing these headlines about percentage increases, she said during a conversation with New York Representative Jamal Bowman over Zoom. Now, I want to say that any amount of harm is unacceptable and too much, but I also want to make sure that this hysteria, you know, that this doesn't drive hysteria, that we look at these numbers in context so that we can make responsible decisions about what to allocate in that context. She just said a whole lot of words and didn't say much of nothing. So, you know, she's trying to have it, you know, it's really pretty, Marie Antoinette. Actually, given the $2 billion she voted in favor of for her level of her own personal security in Congress, as Fox noted later down in the report of that. And even more amusingly is projecting, giving him her own record of hysteria. Remember this? She said, I'm happy to work with Republicans on this issue where there's common ground, but you almost had me murdered 3 weeks ago, so you can sit this one out. Happy to work with almost any other GOP that aren't trying to get me killed. In the meantime, if you want to help, you can resign. So after and all of her therapy and trauma and tears and flap-a-doodle, after all of that, she wasn't even in the building when the January 6th fracas happened. Compare and contrast to being pushed in front of an oncoming subway in New York City based on being Asian. Or robbed and looted as real rioters get let off. Or being shot at in a police car. And we're just talking about New York City. The list goes on and on. And the real story here that Ocasio-Cortez is trying to minimize as hysteria and sweep the problem under the rug, just as the actual alarm is being felt at places like the New York Times, and obviously on much of the left, where pro-police mayoral candidate Eric Adams is holding a commanding lead in the ranked choice voting election, which will likely be determined by July the 12th. According to Paul Mergendorf at Powerline, the New York Times reports that crime is starting to worry progressives. Not the phenomenon, but the politics of it. I don't know whether progressives in general are worried, but the ones at the Times sure are. The New York Times article focuses on the success of Eric Adams in the Democratic mayoral primary. They fret that the winner of the race, at least in terms of the popular vote, focused much of his message on exposing progressive slogans and policies that he said threaten the lives of black and brown babies and were pushed by many young, white, and rich people. That's hitting awfully close home for the New York Times, The Times acknowledges that Adams' message resonated with black and Latino voters, constituencies upon which Democrats depend. It quotes Hakeem Jefferson, a Stanford political science professor. In Jefferson's view, there's a disconnect between those voters and the Democratic left. Says Jefferson, the middle black voter is not AOC and is actually closer to Eric Williams. Bernie Sanders, who unsuccessfully courted black voters in two separate campaigns, would probably agree, at least privately. Now, those black and Latino voters voted for Ocasio-Cortez in her district in the Bronx and Queens in 2020, but they flooded to Adams in this particular election, giving Adams his surprise showing, which will likely end in victory. And that's some kind of sea change. And it's the result of the left's demonization and defunding of police. Most criminals caught by police who are black are not helpless victims of police racism, but in fact are the result of someone in the black and brown community who became a victim and called the cops on them. And that inconvenient fact doesn't mesh with Ocasio-Cortez's world vision about defunding the police and ending prisons as she waxes about the best of them, and it's not at all surprising. As Adams said, it's a rich whitey thing to inflict crime on people of color. Ocasio-Cortez is basically one of them. Unlike her voters, she was raised in a rich white neighborhood north of the Bronx, not in the place where the crime is occurring and the voters are responding. Her perspective is identical to that of the rich white wokester cited by Adams and the Marengoff piece. She's as elite and out of touch as the rich whites because that's all she knows. So naturally, she plays the comic role of trying to shut the problem aside with phony claims about hysteria. And that's something men do to shut women up, as the lefties would say. There she goes, playing insensitive white again, claiming to be Miss Probity and warning against hysteria. The problem, though, is that this is mostly her problem, as the Adams voters came in large numbers from her congressional district. And she's up for re-election again in 2022. And she's basically a fool to be talking like this, given that the Adams Revolution is happening right in front of her doorstep. And as far as I'm concerned, you should just keep on talking, bozo. Dig your own grave. Because the New York voters are now listening. They're listening carefully. I know a few people in New York. Some of them listen to the show. And they are like the biggest percentage of Americans in the United States today. They want to work their job. They want to take care of their family. They want to enjoy their life. They don't want to bother nobody. They don't want to be bothered by nobody. Which I imagine is probably hard to do in New York. Now, and that's just with the overbearing government and taxes and all the other little things they got going on in New York City. I'm not talking about the crime part of it. Then when you put the crime part of it in there, now it's become completely crazy. And, you know, I haven't spoken to anybody in quite some time. But, you know, if you believe what we're hearing out of the media, New York City has basically been hollowed out. Which I find the idea of an empty Gotham to be sort of, it sort of saps me to think that a great American city would go down this way. Go down because of the burdens placed on it by government. Go down because of the crime. And the people that vote these bozos in are the ones that facilitated this circumstance. There's plenty of them there, but I mean, overwhelmingly, the denizens of New York are Democrats. And I don't know does a Democrat believe that you just have to vote for Democrats by default? Is that what you think? Do you think that you have to vote for them by default? Because you don't. You could actually be an independent. You could be an independent thinker. You could vote for the person that has the best qualifications. You could vote for the person that actually seems to have your best interest in mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. As if the things going on the left couldn't get any crazier, a slew of social media characters are posting cheer to a guy who cold-bloodedly shot a cop in the head in Daytona Beach, Florida. Coming from Fox News' Othell Wallace, the suspect in a manhunt that ended Friday morning after a Daytona, Florida police officer was shot in the head while on duty, is garnering support on social media. The Daytona Beach News Journal reviewed Facebook and Instagram accounts appearing to belong to Wallace 29 that contain anti-police rhetoric and support for the suspect is building on social media. The accounts have since been deleted. There's nothing that's been posted that we haven't seen, says Daytona Beach Police Chief Jakari Young. He added later that what's been posted on social media is that this guy is heartless. His heart is pure malice. He could care less. He did that with zero remorse, he said of his alleged crime and his social media presence. He belonged to a fanatic black nationalist extremist group called the NFAC, the Not Blanking Around Coalition, or Not Blanking Around Militia. So this means his criminal act had a political motive. Now, he's the kind of guy Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who says he's looking for extremists, is not looking for. But heaven help the military and white wokester defense official Mike Milley in particular, if a guy like that ever gets in. He's a very dangerous individual whose agenda is to kill cops. Yet instead of condemnation for his evil act, he had a slew of supporters on social media, which as far as is known, have not been deleted by the likes of Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all of which claim they've got community standards. Those are some interesting standards. According to Fox, a few of them read like this. I want y'all to know something, man. I love y'all. I want you to know, y'all to know something, man. Black power. Stay strong as a nation. Keep blanking fighting. Move blanking forward. Don't let these blanking pigs blank with you. I love y'all. Black power and shalom. Interesting. That list is actually much longer than that. That's as far as I'm going to take it. The wokester era of today has not spawned critical race theory taught at schools, but opened the gates to truly criminal extremists from Antifa to now this guy whose only agenda is to shoot cops. In the 1960s, it was the Black Panthers. Today, it's this loser, and we don't see anything in the fawning press to condemn him. It is, after all, the era of Black Lives Matter, bowing corporations that, you know, give them money to fund the police in the political arena. The dynamic we now see is not just comparable to Antifa and the Black Panthers. It is actually one that is similar to that of a spray shooter. The maniacs do an awful act, and the internet minions, often anonymous, cheer and egg them on, making them feel good about their crime. That happened to the freak who shot up the synagogue in Poway based on Jew hate. Now it seems to be moving in onto cops. And the cheers are not only vile in themselves, but make the criminal feel important. The other thing is that they have the potential to prompt new attacks on cops, as if some new loser decides that he too can go from zero to hero with the copycat urge among this bunch, which is probably very strong. So while me and mine, I'm not one of them. I believe every one of these losers should get the blame for any crime they commit and lay it. This is not credit. This isn't giving them publicity. This is condemning them. I mention them by name. Most of my colleagues will not. They'll be like, well, I'm not going to give them what he wants. Well, sorry to tell you this, but no matter what we want, they're going to do it in social media. And nobody's going to do it. Facebook does nothing to do it. They do nothing to stop it. The grotesque hate cheers list from Fox went on and on and on. And that's likely because the characters here are black. And Facebook doesn't want to dream of calling them racist even when the killing is going on. And yet I got to tell you something. If somebody kills you because of your race, no matter what color they are, no matter what color you were, that is racist in origin. All races can be racist. There's a lot of people that could put this at the hands of a lot of things, but I mean, back in the 70s, back in the late 60s, it was Charles Manson. Charles Manson listened to the White Album. The White Album somehow or other told him he had to start Helter Skelter, which was going to be the race war. It's going to be the race war. The music told him to do this, and that led to the Tate-LoBianca murders. That's what the music told him. Of course, the Beatles, they just recorded an album. So we can lay things at the, you know, at the feet of rap lyrics and all this other stuff. And, you know, that, what does that have to do with it, though? If somebody is on that course and they hear that, and that all that's doing is just pushing them in a direction they were already going. And if they're getting, now, if they're getting out there and they're spewing hate against certain groups, well, that might lead to a few things, I would imagine, like the anti-Asian hate that's coming out of gangster rap. Back in March, YouTube refused to ban one of the pioneers of the sick genre, and sure enough, the crap influenced a lot of Zero to Hero creeps to multiply the problem in the months that followed. It's a culture. And the lords of the internet are too cowed to stop it despite their rhetoric on community standards and civility, which, as it happens, is only employed against conservatives, primarily gun owners. But it's increasingly bad stuff now that cop killing is getting out in the open as a lifestyle choice based on all this social media cheer. And you can bet we will see more of it as the internet lords continue to operate with impunity, raking the profits in. Since this garbage is likely to lead to death, it lays out the case for legislation, making these social media companies that tolerate it accountable and suable, at the very least. So something's got to give now that the culture has descended this low. The press and the Democrats aren't going to do it. The Republicans need to make this a campaign issue and then follow through on it when they win Congress back in 2022. And at the very least, hold Biden in place until President DeSantis comes in and takes office, or President Trump too. Whichever it is, whatever happens, we have to arrest this. But this is what it boils down to. This is a result of their policy. This is what their policy brings about. It lets the predators loose. It's not all of society. It's a very small segment. But when they're loose, they're loud, and they're dangerous. That has to be taken in consideration. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An antitrust complaint against Facebook is being thrown out. A court in Washington, D.C. says a complaint against a California-based company is legally insufficient. The court ruling the FTC failed to prove Facebook has monopoly power. However, the ruling isn't all bad news for federal regulators. Despite the complaint being tossed, the case is still intact, meaning the FTC can bring it back if they present more evidence. At least 10 people are dead and 150 are still missing as authorities try to find out how a condo in Surfside, Florida collapsed last week. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying they're looking into the structural issues.
And this is something that's going to require community involvement, local government, state government, and FEMA for a while, and we're in that for the long haul.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is defending President Biden's decision to order airstrikes without congressional approval on the Iraqi-Syrian border over the weekend.
The president took this action to defend U.S. personnel. The targeted strikes were directed at facilities used by Iran-backed militias.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, the Pentagon saying the United States carried out 3 airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border. The Justice Department announced it's suing Georgia over its election reform laws passed earlier this year, claiming the law impedes on black Americans and other minorities' right to vote. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Rippensberger tells Fox News he doesn't expect the lawsuit to go to the Supreme Court.
I think we'll win at the appeals court, if not at the district court level, because we have the law on our side and we have truth on our side.
All right.
And all they have on their side is a lot of rhetoric.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Recently speaking to troops at RAF Mildenhall, England, on his trip to Europe, President Biden recounted an exchange with the Joint Chiefs as vice president. He said, "This is not a joke. You know what the Joint Chiefs told us the greatest threat facing America was? Global warming." And those comments were the latest in a Pentagon policy redux to return climate change to Obama-era status that is an urgent and growing threat to our national security. Now, this began only days after his inauguration when Biden signed several executive orders, again elevating climate change to a national priority. The Pentagon soon followed suit, stating that it would begin incorporating climate risk analysis into modeling, simulation, wargaming, analysis, and the next national defense strategy. And Lloyd Austin said there is little about what the Defense Department does to defend the American people that is not affected by climate change. It is a national security issue, and we must treat it as such. Now, it's interesting because the Trump administration completely dismissed it as just nothing altogether, and I'm in on that one. I don't consider it to be a global threat. Implications are that the Biden administration security policy will give climate change status on par with more traditional and conventional threats like great power competition, terrorism, and nuclear proliferation, while declaring that the danger it poses overshadows more pressing threats. But you just gotta ask the question. Do world events, present or past, support claims of climate change influencing the global security environment? Does the still uncertain and questionable science of climate change meet the threshold to influence, even justify, Pentagon decision-making involving investments, acquisitions, policy, and infrastructure potentially costing billions of dollars? Now, existing security threats, which are great power competition, cyber attacks, piracy, weapons of mass destruction, terrorism, nuclear proliferation, financial crises, dictatorships, nationalism, drug trafficking, revolutions, Iran, North Korea, China, they will continue to fester. Yet, none of those can be persuasively linked to climate change, even as a worsening effect. And climate change does not appear to animate the agendas of U.S. antagonists like Putin and Xi and al-Shabaab and the Taliban and Kim and Rouhani, or now Raisi, Assad, al-Qaeda, cartels, Hezbollah, Hamas, or Boko Haram. ISIL, which once controlled large swaths of some of the planet's most inhospitable desert areas in Syria and Iraq, profess no regard for climate change in their worldview. The current century's wars, Iraq and Afghanistan, have no compelling environmental or climatological links, nor have any U.S. military inventions in our post-1945 era. Arguably, no war in human history, modern or otherwise, has a casual relationship with climate change, despite human history recording periods of the planet both warming and cooling. The science behind climate change is also not settled, and any evidence of cause and effect on national security is even less certain. Only a few years ago, well-known columnist George Will reminded us with his aptly titled commentary, Apocalypse Fatigue, that it was only in the mid-1970s when a major cooling of the climate was widely considered inevitable. Climatologists told us to prepare for the next ice age. Scientists were almost unanimous that cooling would reduce agricultural productivity, and extensive northern hemisphere glaciation would stand alongside nuclear wars a likely source of wholesale death and misery. Were that era's White House and Pentagon remiss to ignore such forecasts in their decision-making by not following the science of their day? Other studies conclude that environmental factors rarely incite conflict within or between nations. In fact, the opposite, international cooperation, may more likely occur. But by comparison, one Pentagon assessment cited nations like Afghanistan, Haiti, Chad, Somalia, and Sudan as areas with extreme environmental risks. And they define this as nations that struggle to offer sustainable environmental setting that provides for basic human needs, like they have control of that. Conversely, nearby regions like Saudi Arabia, Israel, the Arabian Gulf, the Caribbean, North Africa, and the Indian Ocean, with similar environmental and climatological challenges, have development infrastructure, workable environments, and relatively stable political and economic condition for their societies. Consider that Qatar will host soccer's 2022 World Cup. There, the temperatures routinely exceed 120 degrees in midsummer desert surroundings, and yet modern technology, development, and a relatively stable political situation allowed adaptation to live and play soccer in otherwise inhospitable conditions. Climate change is not the variable determining whether conflict occurs in environmentally challenged areas. And for the future, climate change will likely not determine whether or not there will be a conflict. For example, if the Arctic continues warming and that environment becomes less harsh, the region will open to more energy and mineral exploitation, fishing, and maritime traffic. And nations will go after those resources, but how they choose to compete, not climatic change, will determine whether conflict occurs. The military has to be prepared to operate in whatever weather extremes they encounter, regardless of long-term climate change. If U.S. forces have been required to operate in Russia in 2020 or 2012, along similar routes as the Wehrmacht in 1941 and Napoleon in 1812, they would have encountered worse cold and weather than in either of those campaigns so infamously ravaged by winter. In fact, Russia endured its harshest winter in over 70 years and had not experienced such a long cold spell since 1938, with temperatures 10 to 15 degrees below seasonal norms nationwide. Like Russia, China's 2012 winter temperatures were the lowest in almost three decades and were cold enough to freeze coastal waters and trap hundreds of ships in ice. It's very difficult to envision a scenario where any of the foremost national security threats would be appreciably diminished or mitigated by reducing greenhouse gas emissions, migrating to alternative energy sources, or reducing carbon pollution, as prescribed in that section of the Obama administration's 2015 national security strategy to confront climate change. It's also hard for the U.S. To imagine the U.S. undertaking military operations expressly due to climate change outside possible humanitarian assistance and disaster relief. And they do that by responding to significant but episodic and typical natural stuff like earthquake, volcano, fires, or weather, hurricane, blizzard, tornado events. Providing that has long been a staple of the U.S. military intervention in modern times and is already a core DOD capability. So where the previous administration's national security strategy underscored instead were pragmatic realities of a competitive world, now we're just worried about the weather. It's the number one threat, you know, it's the weather. And that's going to be problematic because it's not the weather. And with that kind of clarity, absent the narrative and the politics and uncertainty and rhetoric of climate change, if that was out of the way, the Pentagon could then best direct its substantial enterprise toward those more numerous serious and pressing threats facing this nation in our very troubled world. But no, we can't do that. That's not politically correct. Besides that, we're too busy rooting out extremists and other stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, first, let me tell you what I see and what I think we need in order for us to be successful. In the first 2 years of the Trump administration, we had the House, we had the Senate, we had the presidency. We did not have the right components in the House, and then later we didn't apparently have the right components in the Senate in order to strengthen our position. The only reason to win an election, well, I mean, for me, the only reason to win an election and have your political will imposed over somebody else is in order to strengthen your side. And my side just happens to be the constitutional side. So that means if, I had a real fun boy call me the other, or he didn't call me. He messaged me on Facebook. He was kind enough to say, your radio show that you do out of your bathroom, well, it's only listened to by 15 people, and they're all your relatives. And who's coming to try to take your guns? You're just spewing a bunch of hateful rhetoric that doesn't matter. Even those people that think that way are entitled to their opinion. So I have to defend that. I will... Of course, I did punch back. I counterpunched with old boy there. But everybody has rights. We're born with them. We shouldn't squander them. Now, when we do get power again, and we will, I know what happened in the last election. They were only able to concentrate that nationally. They could not do that locally because that's just too much. That's just too much. Stealing something like that is just too difficult on multi-levels. It just isn't going to work. So they got their one, and we're going to see how it goes. Now, if you're a leftist and you think that communism is the way to go and that nobody's really done it the right way, and we could do it the right way here, and I don't know why we could do it the right way here when China's not doing it the right way, and Cuba's not doing, you know, Cuba's got better weather, and, I mean, you know what I'm saying. Then pack up and go somewhere else. you're not going to get your communist utopia. It's just not going to happen. Even if it did happen accidentally, which I fully admit could be that could be something that would happen because lots of people get scared of things. And then they think they have no choice but to do something that they wouldn't normally do, like vote for this or vote for that. Anyway, I digress. We're going to have to do something about fighting this always encroaching Second Amendment tyranny that the left pushes at us. Because I want you to think about what they're doing now. Think about what they're doing right now. Think about what Biden is doing and what the Democrats are all in on. They're all in on this. They're going to fight crime by going after people who don't commit crime. They're going to fight crime by going after property that has never been involved in a crime. They're so good at this that they're going to go after something that is a non sequitur when it comes to the topic that they claim they're going to be fighting. Therein lies their problem. And the next time we get a chance, we're going to have to take this up. And we're going to have to fight for everything we've got. We're going to have to make sure that things like Heller and everything else, we got to get into the Supreme Court. We've got to push. Push the freedom edge. And not sit back and say, well, everything's good to go right now. We'll catch up to it later. No, there is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. Joe Biden, when he came into office, we knew he was a big fan of gun control. He is still a big fan of gun control. He's proven it now. He's been for years a big fan of it. But now that he's in the White House, he is going to push for more gun control. He's never going to stop. He's like a Terminator that needs a nap, but he's like one. And right now he's got the House on his side, and he has a 50-50 split in the Senate. I remember when we were going against all of the never-Trumpers like Rob Pincus, who was out there saying, well, we can do it by shoring up things down in the Senate in Georgia. You never go for that kind of thing. You always go for something that seems like a more sure thing. And even that, I mean, you have delusions of grandeur. Any of you that think you can go anywhere and make a difference in a race. Now, Biden is living up to his expectations. And yet, by doing so, he might be causing himself problems come 2022. That's where the problem comes in. There's always an equal but opposite reaction. President Joe Biden stepped into the gun control debate once again this week, igniting a controversy likely to motivate Republicans to turn out next year's midterm elections and produce meaningful legislation in a narrowly Democratic Congress. And he's done this in the past. He was the lead Democrat in the Senate Judiciary Committee. He was the architect of the 1994 crime bill, signed into law by former President Bill Clinton that included a federal ban on assault weapons. The belief was that suburban voters concerned about violent crime would reward Democrats by cracking down on guns. Instead, it became a bludgeon to beat the Democrats with in rural and conservative districts during the midterm elections. And nothing has changed that much. Guns were among a cluster of issues that helped Republicans win their first majority in 40 years as they gained 52 seats. Gun control legislation can be broadly popular, especially in the wake of a mass shooting event, when everybody's scared, when everybody's being told it's an epidemic. And the specific proposals that Biden has regularly floated, such as expanding background checks and banning certain types of weapons, that polls well. But, I mean, this is all based upon a facade of false information. Conservative gun owners are more likely to cast their votes based on the issue. An ABC News Ipsos poll earlier this year showed 57% of voters disapproved of Biden's handling of gun violence. And this included nearly 8 in 10 Republicans, most of whom presumably disagree with the president on gun control, as well as one-third of Democrats who lament the lack of action on the issue. But once again, you know, I'm not worried about what he does on gun violence. I want to know about violence. Hundreds of millions of guns every day commit no violence, people. Guns, even the ones in the hands of criminals, are not committing violence. They can't commit anything. None of that matters because Biden is doing what he said he was going to do. We knew it when he got elected, and I know it now. And for a lot of people, that's wrong on every level. And it's unsurprising that so many Republicans disagree with him on gun control. But like so many of his base think that he hasn't done enough isn't likely to help. Because for Democrats to do well in the midterms, they need their voters to be excited about going to the polls. And if they decide it doesn't matter if they vote or not, because Biden's not going to do what they want him to do, then this sets the stage for a proverbial bloodbath in the midterms. And they're not pleased. And this, the surge in crime, Democrats, you get to wear that, brothers and sisters. You get to wear it. You've got Democrats who want to disarm you while at the same time essentially doing nothing about the reason a lot of people have a gun in the first place. It's not difficult to see how this is going to backfire on them. And some still think the problem is guns, and yet those same people are typically myopic when it comes to any view that doesn't have the DNC stamp of approval. So that doesn't mean much to me, and it shouldn't mean much to you. They're simply going to be that way. So the fact of the matter is America hasn't changed nearly as much since 1994 as Biden might like to think. A concerted gun control push isn't going to serve him well, regardless of whether any bills get passed or not. But he's welcome to try. And the Republican Party should thank him if he does. And we should prepare to fight him all the way if he does. And if he somehow manages to win things, we need to put people in place who are going to pull those apart and pull them out of the way if he does. We have to plan for every contingency. The fight never stops. It's always going to be with us. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.